Om Shanti, and a very warm welcome to all of you here. Welcome to another beautiful scene in the drama, and of course a welcome to all of those who are online, and a very special welcome to Didi Mohini, our Assistant Administrative Head of the organization, and we thank her too for her wonderful efforts for the Avyakt Parivar. I'm sure that you all know her through the Avyakt Parivar. So, welcome, Didi. Thank you for being with us.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Everyone is okay? Yes? Very okay? Very happy? We are very, very fortunate that we could be in Baba's home. There is so much happening, not only in the world, but also in Baba's world, in Brahmin family, in Shantivan. There are 14,000 plus Baba's children. You can't even walk. You have to kind of make your way. And it's very difficult to be in the car and go. It's Baba's magic. And of course, you know, I just want to share very short experience of my own self with the present time. Of course, whatever we could do, I could do for Yajna. But today, Shiruna had arranged to talk to family in Israel. Was many of them. I don't know if Shiruna is here, but so we were sharing. And then I asked if they want to ask something. And to be fearless, and also there had been a lot of calls. What we are seeing, it's not possible to have yoga with Baba at that time, because of the sketches and everything. You know, whenever there is fear, if parents are around, what you will do? You have forgotten your childhood? You know, I am seeing that a child, like a puppy, right, just goes and hides in the lap of mother or father. And Baba's heart throne is also unlimited. So the whole day since morning, to be fearless, to be protected, just go in Baba's lap, Baba's heart throne. And sit with Baba to see how Baba is observing drama. You think Baba is observing? Yes or no? How many of you think Baba is watching drama? He is, right? No? Those who think, no, he doesn't watch. He watches. So I look at his face and I said, let me see what he is feeling while, what is he feeling while watching. So first thing I noticed, his smile. And then I was remembering that when Yagya in 1947, there was partition of India, Pakistan and India. It was very, very deep-rooted animosity between Muslims and Hindus. Lot was happening, very, very bad. And that was the time that Baba wanted to come here, the family of BKs, they wanted them to come here, and the government of Pakistan told them, you can stay, you will be safe, we will provide you everything. You will get vegetables, you will get food, you will whatever you want. And you know the history, that it was in 1951 that they were given this big ship where Baba, with 300 Baba's children, loaded the luggage of whatever they could carry. And the government gave them 1 year's supplies of food and soap and daily use stuff, and they came from there by train. There was a lot of fear. Fear is not of death. Fear is of vicious actions. And especially 200 some young girls, dadis were also in their early 30s. And for Baba, Brahma Baba, very few brothers were there. So Baba said two things. One is, anyone who is in complete soul consciousness, no one not only will be able to see any one of you through these eyes, but no one can dare to touch you or harm you in any way. So everyone, like for hours, they will sit and do tapasya, then they will go and cook the food. Everyone will eat, and all the supplies were given to them. I don't know why this scene came exactly like what is happening today. But for me, I immediately think, what was Baba's stage at that time? What he did? It's not I was there, but it was not after, maybe 3-4 years, I also came to know about Omandli, about Baba. So it's my habit. I just immediately think, how did Baba manage? What he did? What was his state? What his face looked like? If someone talks about how many family members left body, how many, you know, sad stories. So I have sympathy. I have lots of love. But sympathy or empathy or sorrow, in a spiritual way, when you express, I remember somebody called me one time many, many years ago. Oh, I have store, and someone came and looted or something. So I said, but you are okay now. Everything is okay. And yeah, we are fine. So I said, then just remember Baba and overcome the trauma of the scene, what you saw. After about half an hour, she called another sister and said, but Sister Moini even didn't express enough sympathy. So I said, yeah, maybe. I don't know what else I should have said. Because generally we have this habit, scene of drama, karmic accounts settled, but you are okay, that's important. So now example I am giving that the expression of sympathy. We are very good and we are able to do Mansa Seva, whether for the safety of that person or whatever we have to do for that soul. Others we say it through words. And third is, I just offer and I say, but if you need any help, we can do it. Because people say, okay, you do Mansa Seva, what about any help, right? So when we had two World Trade Center buildings collapse, that morning I was coming from Malaysia. I landed in New Jersey. So the couple who has come to take me, that until that time it was 8:40 in the morning, they didn't know that it's terrorist act. They thought it's accident, it's an air crash, because it was like air crash one. But then when it kept going on, then they realized that it's a terrorist act. I immediately remember Baba used to say, when all this is happening, the souls are leaving body, they are fearful, all that happens. And one of our brother worked on the 59th floor, and we are seeing now that second tower is being hit, they're showing on television. So we're thinking where that brother is. But he did such a miraculous job, not only keeping himself safe, but there were a lot of old women, there were, you know, a lot of people which needed some. So that's a long story. But then our center is just one block, two blocks from there. So we opened the center. I mean, I couldn't travel to New York. All the bridges, everything was closed. So we had to stay near airport until evening when some bridges were open. But then we bought a lot of water and we, you know, just said those who want to go, sit for an hour and be calm. Thank God that you are safe, you are okay. And then we gave water and then some fruits. We immediately bought some bananas because people were really very desperate. So they were very thankful. So what I'm saying, our sympathy through thoughts and through words and also then through physical help. As you know that in India, it was last week or this week, there is a big flood in Sikkim. Sikkim is one of the states in India. Lot of flood. So because they cook a lot of food, and then they go and wherever people are really, they don't have anything, they will distribute food and give them it. And they had been doing that a lot. And of course, not only community appreciate, but government also appreciate us. We are also known NGO. And as NGO of UN, we should also do something in a for the community. To Brahma Baba, so how did he, you know, I always say, what must be Baba's feelings now, Shiva Baba's feelings? Then Brahma Baba has all the knowledge, all Baba's children have knowledge, but how am I using knowledge at that time to what kind of thoughts I'm creating? Yeah, we all have to prepare for that, right? Can I just be angelic at that time? Should I just be a goddess at that time? Should I just be a great soul? What should be my image and the stage? So one thing I must say, that courage at that time is very important. And then instead of feeling very down with sorrow or worry or anger, how to create this feeling of still some enthusiasm for the life. So I keep kind of reflecting, churning, because we all have to serve, right? There are two things. One is what could be my stage. Second, how can I serve? In what way is the best for unlimited? So when I think it was this morning from New York, Sister Gayatri was saying, because they are watching, right? Sister Vaini, how is it possible that these figures, these sketches, these images don't come in front of our eyes and we could just do Mansa Seva? 2 days ago, I had a very good experience, and I am just seeing fire and firework or whatever. It was really, it's not very good thing. And then world dividing into two based on countries and religion, and so world is being divided. And I am at service. I am a world server. So what I experienced, that suddenly like Baba took me above, here is the fire and I am here. Baba said, look from above and then give coolness and love and God's love, peace. So the other question, how can I have loving intellect at this time? How can I love people who attacked us? I said, but what do we need in the world? Do we need same emotions and feelings which made them do this act? Or do we want peace? Do we want love? So what we want, that we create. So it's like stage by stage, but like whole day, you know, I'm seeing intellect with Baba, yoga with Baba, and then of course so many people come to meet. Thirdly, as we know, our Didi, Dr. Nimla, is not well. They give us feedback every few hours. So we are doing a lot of Mansa Seva for her also. Then suddenly, Sister Geeta of Gyan Sarovar, she got stroke. So she was taken. So every night we try to talk to her, just to keep her little bit, you know, lighter. Dr. Nimla, we can't talk because she's still off and on vent. So what I'm saying, so much is happening, sharing happiness, joy with the family who has come, giving sakash to world and pieces, giving lots of sakash to our dear sisters, and then still have to maintain my state. Requires a lot of good practice to create that stability. I mean, I cannot say that 100% I'm able to do, but I find just intellect. I'm finding intellect just up above. Because if I am not connected with Baba, I cannot be bestower. It's not just my love, it's Baba's love for everyone. So intellect is there, heart has a lot of pure and loveful feelings. But like there are 80% mothers in the group, they don't know anything what's happening, right? So last night we sat for 1 hour yoga and I explained a little bit what we have to do. So our stage and serving through thoughts, words and action, preparing ourselves via love, sympathy, peace, and whatever way, wherever the situation is, to express our care for them. Especially at this time, one of the challenges definitely is negativity or violence, but lot challenge from the nature elements, and that is from body. Suddenly something happens. Dadi Janki always used to say, to be conqueror of matter, we have to be conqueror. We have to purify matter. Like she will, like, was very strong. But I always remember 2 points. Baba has said, you should be in remembrance, every breath, there should be remembrance. So that the last breath in the body, that means when soul leaves body, there is remembrance. And then secondly, Baba also says that you have to serve until the last moment soul is in the body. So those 2 aims are there. So this thought, it's not our lives are for Baba, right? Baba means service. Baba in service. So it was very interesting. I don't know how many of you noticed in a Vyakti signal. If you are completely surrendered until the last moment, Baba will be able to make you the instrument for some world benefit or some service. And it's very interesting if you are completely surrendered. And of course, there were three points that Brahma Baba was able to surrender 100%. How? Because of his faith, recognition and faith in Baba. Brahma Baba, last day, wanted to have early night class. Generally, class used to be 8:45. Baba said, Baba wants class 8:20. And everyone said, but we have to organize early dinner and all that. Baba said, Baba wants that. So you all know that the class was called 8:20 and Baba came. And Baba spoke for about 10-12 minutes. Those who defame you, they are your friends. To climb the ladder, to ascend, that when your mind is constantly churning knowledge, reflecting on self-progress, and if you only think about others, then you're going to fall down. These were two teachings last day Baba gave. But then that means he served until last moment. Then he, from hall, history hall, slowly walked in his room, sat on his bed, and 8-10 of them followed Baba. Because they were seeing him very quiet and saying, I have to write all the letters, like he was trying to sort out and do. He wrote everyone answer of all the letters. And then he's sitting. Nirvana Bhai was sharing with us a few days ago that Baba always said, Baba wants to go. That time we never knew about angelic stage or awake stage, but sitting. And Baba is sitting, just imagine, on the bed. And Dadi Prakashmani is there. He gave his hand in Dadi Prakashmani's hand. And was little jerk. And Baba left. By the time doctors came on that, but he had left. His the way he left body until now for me, I haven't seen it, but I always think that soul has to leave body, leave as an angel. So we have to prepare for that, right? So surrender, because he surrendered until last breath, he was example, he was serving. And I was so fascinated because same happened with Mama. There was first crop of grapes in that, where there is that, there were a lot of grape vine And it was, so Baba said, Mama will give grapes to everyone. And Mama was really, for about 3-4 months, really was in pain and lot of pain. And she was not even able to lie down straight. So we will give her pillows and comfort her. And she gave, we were about 300 grapes to everyone. And then in the evening she left. We were talking about so many. Ramesh Bhai was almost unconscious, but he was very much in awareness. Body was not well. And there were a lot of financial issues were coming up. And he had been our lawyer and accountant, and really, really for Yajna he was doing everything. And he was, they will go ask for advice. He will just speak few words. And that advice had been very helpful. So then I start thinking about all our ancestor souls, that so surrender is based on total faith, but also kind of intoxication and faith in your fixed destiny of the future, that I will become Vishnu. How many times, Baba, during Murli, look at the picture of Sri Krishna. Tomorrow I will be this. Tomorrow I will be this. So his face, even he was 83 was when I met him. But it was like a beautiful child. No sign of age, no age, because of his awareness. So we all know that we are becoming deities, are we? Yes? Yes? I'm not hearing. Yes? And at present we are angels? Yeah? So Brahman, so angel, angel, so deity. Our purity, our love. Maintaining our power of purity. And as an angel, very, very much at service, but very light. These days, one of the two things are very common. One is anxiety. Anxiety is so common. And second is tension. And both are not good. Because internally, anxiety and tension affects our immune system. Then I have to leave New York and I have to come here. We couldn't plan to get direct flights, so we came via Dubai. And it's 30 years. Jyoti Ben had been inviting. He said, let's do it now. I cannot say I didn't have anxiety at all. There was little bit. New airlines, new place, even if it's Baba's family. But I pay a lot of attention. And then there is a lot of pressure these days. We have to reach in time. We have to go. We have to go. We have to, you know, it's like, Hold on, we will reach. Whole day we have to go. This is the time to eat. I'm not eating now, I'm not hungry. No, you have to eat. Why I have to eat? Because if I eat, then all others will eat. So it's a moral value. I said, okay, I eat, then you all can eat. But how not to take it and still remain very calm, very peaceful, very loving. So intellect with Baba, and just look at, am I totally surrendered? Surrender is not in a physical, material way, but deep within, very simply, I belong to Baba. So Baba makes us then instrument for service. So there is no sorrow. Oh, I can't do this now, I can't do this. Of course, I can't do what I used to do few years ago. But I thought, something I can still do. Cannot run around or cannot travel that, but still I can do something. Our subtle faculties are increasing. They are developing more and more. So we will serve from that. I think you all must have heard that our brother Lachu from Malaysia, he got stroke, I think, few months ago. So yesterday he's in Shantivan, because they thought if change of atmosphere can help him. So he came to see me. And I said, you don't have to worry. Because about 24 years ago, one night, I was in Peace Village. And I was concerned about something. The big place, we don't know how to take care. And Baba is asking me, you believe in me? You have faith in me? I said, of course. Then why are you worrying? Because you think you have to do it. Baba has bought it. You are only taking care as a trustee. And I always hear that voice. If you have faith, why are you worrying? And Dadi Janki also, was very strong, very powerful. So we are inaugurating a big hall and cutting the ribbon with the scissors. And I'm standing next to her. Do you worry? I said, yes. She said, why? I said, this hall was supposed to be built in 30,000 and they have spent 130. So from where we will pay 100,000, Baba will give. So I said, okay. So I am turned around. After 5 minutes, one brother came to me and said, Sister, many stocks are very high and I have some stocks and I want to sell it exactly 100,000 within 10 minutes. So I have to believe, right? So how much our awareness, Baba is not helping me. It's Baba's task and I am helping Baba. You understand? Is anyone has the center? Or they are Baba's homes? So when this word, I and my, very, very not good words. So Sometimes you should hear some of the classes of Brother Ramesh. And he explains that when Baba says, I do everything, how at every step there is someone who is waiting to help you. But if you are in the conscious, I have to do it, but you don't believe that this is little bit difficult, Baba will do, Baba will help. Very interesting stories. Because sometimes we don't understand, how will Baba help? What is this? Rain? Thunderstorm? That's okay, we are inside, right? Can you all hear me still? So when in London there was inauguration of Oxford Retreat Center, so I just felt that Dadi Janki is not here, so let me go. So I decided, went for 30 hours. Everything was okay, 7 hours flight, airport, 6 hours, both sides. So I was telling Lechuwai, Baba is there. Too much thinking, too much worrying, too much planning. All the time, both intellect is busy, mind is busy. It's important, but power of silence and power of yoga. For me, every few minutes, let me have a minute of silence. Let me recharge. So my appeal and my request to all Baba's children are, that your face, your embodiment of love and peace, God's love, your embodiment of that, we call it Swarup, Swarup. So that anyone who looks at, get courage, get enthusiasm, get some good feelings. So we take care of everything, right? The family, those who are physically not well, something happening in the world, war, natural calamity. So in London, it really rained, lot of rain, on the day of opening. And they had prepared grounds. They had really prepared to celebrate. When people come, the food will be given outside, drinks and everything. But they couldn't do. So when I was leaving, one of the sisters said, oh, we had thought this way. But next day was very good. Very sunny. So I said, maybe somewhere the rain was needed. No? The whole universe. We did one full day of yoga, but it didn't work. So never doubt power of yoga. So sometimes we want to say, we don't want rain to come. It's coming. It's happening. I said, why you doubt your yoga? Your yoga for yourself and the world, something is doing definite. So So we have to take care of ourselves, family, and the world service, right? That's only possible when we are carefree, not occupied in small things, unnecessary things, little matters. A scene comes in drama, it goes. Next scene has started and I'm still thinking about the previous one. Enjoy the present one while you're thinking of the previous one. But it's a habit, right? And Baba says everything has benefit, is beneficial. Okay. So I said I won't take a topic, but I will just share so much is happening and how do we deal with that spiritually, physically, socially. So we will sit in Baba's remembrance, and I think there is some other program after that. And
so, Om Shanti, everyone, and a very heartfelt thanks to Mohini Didi for making the trip up the mountain and spending so much time with us. And it's our fortune that Mohini Didi is staying to give us our Madhuban gift and Toli blessing. Sudesh Didi will join her. And we'll have two Didis here giving us our gift from Madhuban. What a fortune again. So we'll sit for yoga as we prepare for the gifts. And if anyone has any contributions for the yajna, for Baba, any gifts, we will keep a basket next to Mohini Didi. And when you take your Toli blessing, you can leave it there. And this will be your last chance to give something to Baba. Usually we give to Nirmala Didi. She's not here. So it's wonderful that we have both our other Didis with us. So let's enjoy a few minutes of yoga as we set up.